Hello, everyone. You're listening to the TV Zone podcast coverage of Ballers Season 5. I'm your host, Jay, and joining me, as always, Moneymaker Chris. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Glad to be back here for another season talking some ballers.
Yes, Ballers Season 5. And maybe like 4 days before the show premiere, we found out that, hey, this is actually going to be the final season.
Exactly. I was pleasantly surprised by that.
It's like really? That's a hell of a way to throw this on the fans.
We didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, that wasn't nowhere being said that this was gonna be the final season. But
no.
But after watching this first episode, I kinda can see why it would be.
True.
So before we get into it, though, let's just say this is episode one, titled Protocols for Losers is the title of this episode, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the show kicks off with Spencer and his, I like to refer to as like talking head segment that he's doing like an interview or whatnot. It's a talking head type thing. What did you think about that and how, you know, they decided to open the show with this particular?
I found that kind of interesting. It's definitely something a little different from what we're used to with the show. And I wonder if it's going to be an ongoing theme. Like, every episode, we're going to see him, like, doing these, like, little segments and everything. And then maybe at the last episode, we get, like, the full interview that he's going to do. But I kind of like it. It's something a little different. Kind of get a little backstory, you know, about some of his, you know, childhood and everything. He's talking about stuff with his father and everything. So I kind of liked it. Something a little different.
Yeah, and you kind of hit it on the head, too, when you say that about could this potentially be like an ongoing thing throughout the season. And I kind of have a little theory, which I tend to do on these,
You got a theory going.
Yeah, I already got a theory. First episode, I got a theory. For some reason, I have a feeling that this particular talking head is actually at the very end of the series. Even though we're watching the season as it's going, but I have this feeling that this talking head thing is actually one interview, but we're watching through the course of a season, and at the end is gonna, you know, be the ending of that. But this is actually after everything that's already happened.
So, you know, that's a very good theory. I can see that happening.
Yeah,
that's a possibility.
So I don't know. I've seen like other shows kind of do stuff like that where it's like a over, you know, looping thing. I mean, I haven't really watched the show Big Little Lies with Chantel and Christian cover, but I know in the first season they kind of do that with them all being interviewed about a certain murder. That's like the, you know, like the main thing that happens, and then you find out at the end of the season who actually did what. But throughout the series, out the first season, you get these different interviews with all the main characters about who might have done it and all the little dirty stuff like that. So it kind of put me in the mind frame of Big Little Lies when it comes to that.
Yeah, this is definitely something to keep an eye on throughout the rest of the season, how they play it out.
Yeah, very much so. And like I say, all this stuff with the flashbacks with him, his older brother, his dad. I think it's going to be very interesting.
Most definitely.
So this episode, once we get to like the actual episode, I should say, we get where Spencer, you know, he's retired. You know, him and Joe is not on good terms, and he's relaxing on the beach and he's reading a book, and up walks Tracy, who we haven't seen since season one, actually.
Oh, that's no one I didn't recognize her. I'm like, who's this woman?
Yeah. Tracy, she was in season one. Still played by Ariel Kibble, who I've known her as an actress for a while. She probably might be best known for freaking American Pie Band Camp or whatnot, which I still remember her from that. But, her and Spencer, they kind of had like a love interest. She was his love interest in season one when the show was primarily in Miami, because she was actually a reporter and everything. And they just kind of dumped her off, you know, or whatnot. And then we got Chloe, who he supposedly got pregnant, but it's like, where the hell is Chloe? And
yeah, exactly. How come they didn't carry on with that? Because I wanted to know, like what happened there?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, if this is the final season, let's not, shouldn't be surprised if maybe Chloe don't show up at some point.
It wouldn't surprise me. Like I said, especially now, I said, now knowing it's the final season, it'd be nice for her to show up in one of the episodes.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you think about like how this, you know, scene plays out? Of, like, say him and Tracy is together, because that was a shocker to me. I mean, I know you haven't seen season one, so that's why you didn't know who she was. But like, say when she walked up, I was like, what the hell are they doing together and everything? So
yeah, but like I said, he was relaxed on the beach, you know, reading the book and everything. It was an Elizabeth Warren book and everything. So I guess he's like, you know, just not even thinking about like football stuff. He's like moving on. He's in retirement mode now.
So, I mean, in the midst of why they're talking and everything like this, Spencer gets a call from fake Jerry Jones. That's what I
fake Jerry Jones. yeah, the fake Jerry Jones.
I mean, yeah, that's basically who Christopher McDonald's played. He's
basically, most definitely the fake Jerry Jones. Definitely.
That's basically who he is. He's the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, really?
Like, go figure. Put two and two together. Like, come on now. We know who you are.
Like, come on. That's what he's supposed to be. Because, I mean, clearly, Jerry Jones, even though he has a huge ego and he loves to feel like he rules the NFL, but he's not going to play himself on a team.
Of course not. Of course not.
So, yeah. I mean, but that's basically what he get a call from him about. You know, which is kind of interesting, especially with what happened, you know, previously with Spencer and trying to be an owner in the NFL. And it's like, why are you calling now trying to get me to be an owner? Like, what's changed? Because, you know, Spencer ain't
fucking. Mm-hmm. He's too smart for that.
So, it was kind of weird, but at least Spencer, he didn't fall for that trap. And, you know.
No.
He just kind of like, whatever, you know. And I thought it was interesting. The team that talk about him buying is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, of all the teams for him to be buying, the Kansas City Chiefs, I find that interesting as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, because, you know, the last time he was trying to own team, it was supposed to be like the Oakland Raiders. But now it's the Kansas City Chiefs and all this. So let's see. One of the next biggest things that kind of happened in this episode is we get Ricky. You know, he's back, him and TTD and everything. And it comes out that Ricky has tested positive for a banned substance. And instead of, you know, trying to fight it and everything like this, because of course, you know, Ricky freaks out because he know what conversation him and Charles had about if he screwed up, Charles wouldn't hesitate to cut him.
And right, right.
And so Ricky doesn't panic. He actually calls Jason and everything. And Jason's real calm about it and everything. And
yeah, real cool about it. He handled it real cool. One, two, trust about it.
That's basically how Jason is. He's like the coolest dude on the show, really.
Yeah, he just laid back, no worries in the world. That's his personality.
I mean, the only time he kind of got up, you know, about himself is when the whole young dude was, you know, sleeping with his mom and whatnot. But other than that, he cool.
Cool dude.
Yeah. So, you know, he decides to call Charles and he has a conversation with Charles and he basically calls in a personal favor. You know, not to cut Ricky and basically say, you know, we're not going to fight it. We'll just take the 4-game suspension. And Charles gets pissed because it's like, this is how I wanted this to go. I want to get rid of Ricky.
You know, right, I know. He said he got me.
So he's like, fine, whatever. So, you know, Jason calls Ricky back and let him know not only, you know, is everything cool, he's going to take the 4-game suspension, but he extended the contract out to 2 years. Was it 2 years? $7 million over those 2 years.
$7 million, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Ricky's, you know, he's ecstatic. He's happy. Granted, him and TTD, they, you know, they buying some new shoes and everything for Ricky. Ricky steps out in the middle of the street. Bam, he gets hit by a freaking car.
I'm like, are you serious? Like, really?
And the look TTD face is just priceless.
It's like it was. It really was, man.
I mean, that was a shocker to me. I mean, just sitting there watching that, you like, what the hell just happened? Like, and they
right. I did not know. Nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, and they don't go back to it. So it's like, oh shit, what the hell happened?
Hey, what happened to this man? What happened to poor Ricky?
So, I mean, more than likely, he probably like broke his leg or something. Hopefully, that's what. Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully they can kill him off like that.
Hopefully. I hope they wouldn't do that to him.
But it's gonna be interesting to see like where this goes from here with Ricky and everything.
Yeah, most definitely. I said it was already bad enough that he'd already test positive for the substance and had to, you know, deal with that and kind of got that, you know, squared away. But then he gets hit by a car. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. So that's like, say that was crazy.
Crazy.
So next we got Joe, who is basically still running the company, along with Russell Brand, who's looking like a white French Montana.
I see that, man.
Either that or it's like he's trying to pay homage to Nipsey Hussle or something. I don't
know. No, something. Yeah, one of the two.
Or mix of both. I don't know.
Yeah, the combination of the two.
Yeah, but he all chill and everything like that, telling Joe just, you know, stay calm about the business and everything, because apparently Joe is like stressing and everything because he doesn't have the big guy with him anymore. So
right.
Everything is hinging on him now. And Joe is, you know, he's still being Joe, but I thought it was funny like how they're trying to, through the show at least, they try to portray like, hey, this is a work environment. We have to be a lot, you know, cooler and calmer. It can't be basically, you know, just talking and saying things all crazy, like, you know, calling people, you know, basically gay and stuff like that in the workplace because it's not cool, you know, type thing. What'd you think about all the stuff that was going on with Joe and like just him at the office kind of having his meltdowns in these meetings and stuff?
I thought it was kind of crazy. I mean, it's typical Joe. Like I said, Joe's a character, man. And like I said, he's very good at what he does, but he's definitely out there and he got that personality and stuff. And as far as the stuff goes, with him in the office, I thought about this, like, he's in a different environment now. He's not with Spencer doing like the football stuff anymore. So he's in there with the Sports X. So it's a totally different environment. So he's got to adapt accordingly. Some of the stuff that was he was doing with Spencer, he can't do now because, like I said, it's a totally different atmosphere. I mean, doing like Sports X and play the football, it's like night and day. So he's got to adapt. So it was just funny the way he was talking to that young man there. I thought that was hilarious. I was like, geez.
Yeah, it was almost like is this a Vincent Mann board meeting or something?
Exactly. That's how the things go down with Vincent Mann in the office. I said, geez.
Oh man, but I mean, I think I don't know, because I got a feeling that I can't remember the kid's name from last season, the surfer.
The dude. Yeah, I can't think of his name.
Because they showed him like in the in the recap. At the beginning, before the show started, they showed him in the recap. So it makes me wonder, like, if he's gonna come back into play some type of way, this season. It'd be nice if they did.
He might, yeah. I wouldn't shock him.
Because I felt like they could have explored a little bit more with that storyline they had going with him too. So
Yeah, definitely could have done a lot more with that.
Also, too, I mean, we got to touch on it a little bit because that's kind of all we get from this character in this show, just a little bit, and that's Vernon. Who went MIA last season?
Yeah, exactly. He really did.
And I mean, him and I can't remember his name.
Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie. Jesus. I almost want to call him Ricky. I'm like, no, that's not Ricky.
No, Reggie.
Reggie. Yeah. So him and Reggie, they basically go into like this, competitive gaming conference thing or whatnot. And it looks like this is what Vernon wants to do or something like this. Like, but I thought you might be playing football. Like, what the hell is going on with your character?
Yeah, that's why I was wondering about that too. Like I said, I don't remember anything where he was like into like gaming or anything like that. Was he in the gaming anything in any of the previous seasons, like the first couple of seasons or anything?
Well, the only thing is, him and Reggie used to play video games all the time, but he was.
But you didn't think it would be to the point where he actually wants to do it like competitively? Because people that do that, they take that stuff seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I work with a dude who actually goes to like different conferences. As a matter of fact, here. last month he went to Las Vegas for this one the gaming conferences and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're supposed to be a football player. You when the show first started, Vernon was looked at as like one of the next, you know, big things coming into the NFL, and he's mm-hmm. supposed to be. And then it's like they, like I said, I don't understand why they decided to do what they did with his character and whatnot. And it's almost like they put more of the focus on Ricky's character as the player, and then they kind of just fell apart with the Vernon character, because we kind of got Vernon doing a lot of random stuff throughout the series. He get mixed up with the whole one, you know, be with the weed and
the weed. Like I said, the weed company.
Yeah, and everything. Now it's the gaming, and like I said, he goes missing for like half a season, and mm-hmm. then he pops back up, and now the gaming. So like I said, it's kind of
he wants to be a gamer.
Yeah, it's always been weird with Vernon's character.
I don't know what they're doing, but like I said, it's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out too. Like I say, when you do that gaming stuff, that's the thing you just jump into just all of a sudden. People been doing that stuff for like years.
Yeah, so shoot, they don't want look anybody who played games online and whatnot, and you ever run across somebody who seemed to know everything, what the hell they doing? It's probably one of them. You know, they mm-hmm. do this professionally. It's either one a professional gamer who get paid to go to these conferences, or it's probably a tester.
Mm-hmm. One to two, most definitely.
And in some cases,
get one or the other.
And in some cases, they one and the same. So
yeah, that is very true, man. Very, very true.
And that's kind of one reason why I don't like playing online too much. Because, like I said, I don't want to be running into them.
Like, I don't blame you, man. I don't play online either, because I don't want to deal with that either. I just want a game.
Sometimes, you know, you just need, you know, you come home from a long day of work or whatnot, you just want to relax. Yeah, you just play the game just to play the game. You don't want to be on there and exactly. have somebody come beat the hell out you or whatnot.
Like, exactly. Like the life or something like that. I mean, those gamers like that, they take that stuff extremely seriously. It's their whole life, man.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's their job. Man. You know, basically.
You know, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's their job.
I mean, I wouldn't mind doing it myself, but I mean, I can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it either, but yeah, man. Those games are something else.
So we kind of come back full circle with Spencer, because he's still at the house, and, you know, Tracy's kind of giving him like a little pep talk or whatnot about, you know, making up with Joe and everything mm-hmm. like this, and, you know, do what's right for you, in a sense. I just kind of like this scene between the two of them.
Yeah, I like that too. That was a very good scene with them.
Because, I mean, even in the first season, she was, I would say that she was more of a partner and to a degree with Spencer than even with Chloe was. Chloe just looked at it, I think, as more of a fun thing that Spencer took too seriously and, you know, what happened with that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Tracy, like I say, she seems more like a real partner to her. So I guess that's probably why they kind of brought her back to be his, you know, girlfriend, fiance, whatever she's supposed to be, because we don't know at this point.
We really don't. No, they didn't explain it, really.
But you can tell that they have, like, a good relationship or whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely,
and so, like I say, they have that whole scene, and he decides to, you know, kind of make amends with Joe and everything. And it's funny, like, with all this stuff that's going on, we get a knock at the door, and who shows up? None other than Miss Candace.
You know, Miss Candace.
Yes, the heavy hitter, the big guns. You know.
Oh, yeah, the big time.
Yeah, from the NFL, she shows up. And I don't know about you, but I was thinking, like, when she showed up and came in, I thought she was going to be kind of like the Candace that we first met or whatnot. You know, I mean, I don't like really calling women bitches, but she had that kind of quality about her.
She had that mentality. I mean, she was on Spencer's big time. Yeah. Their relationship was not good at all. So it's always interesting to see them be kind of cordial now, knowing how they were like early on. So
yeah,
I always find that interesting.
Because remember, we talked about it. It was like, did they have like a thing or something, and it didn't go right? So she held him this grudge.
Yeah, like she was taking things personal. Like she had like a real serious grudge against him.
Yeah. So, but this time, I mean, when she shows up, she comes in with a smile and being very friendly to him. It's like, this is a prime opportunity for you, and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really hyping it up, and they have a drink and everything. I'm like, okay.
and Spencer still like, so what? What's changed? I mean, I'm still me. I'm still the same shade I was back then. What's changed? It's like, oh, the NFL now is more, you know, diversified and everything. So what? I'm supposed to be your, you know, your poster boy for coming into the 21st century. I mean, Spencer knows what the game is.
Oh, he knows the game. He definitely knows the game.
So the thing is, though, it's like now he's basically making the deal with the devil, in a sense.
Pretty much.
He's deciding to do it. And I thought it was interesting, too, that as this is happening, Joe calls him because I think, yeah, he texts Joe and everything when him and Tracy was talking. And then Joe calls him back when he's talking to Candace and he picks up the phone. They have a few words. And then it's like, oh, I got to call you back. You know, type of thing. So it's going, like I said, I mean, this episode, it was real short because pretty much we covered the whole episode, really. Because it wasn't nothing. I mean, outside of Ricky getting hit by the car, there wasn't too many, like, major scenes and anything. It just kind of, you know, getting back into, like, what Ballers is and kind of setting us up for what this season is potentially going to be. So my question to you, too, is, I mean, I kind of did, like, a whole, you know, theory and whatnot, but just based off this episode, is there anything that you took away from this episode that you feel that, like, a prediction that you want to try to make for what could potentially happen later in the season?
I'm thinking we're going to see more, once again, of reunited with Joe and Spencer. Since he's going to be, seems like he's going to be taking on, you know, ownership for the Chiefs, I cannot see Joe not wanting to be a part of that in some kind of way. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean, he's getting to own on the NFL team. And I can't, even though Joe's doing his thing with the Sports X, I think he's going to be more intrigued to join up with Spencer again and help him with this ownership thing. So I think we might see him kind of back away slowly from Sports X and join up once again with Spencer and help him with this ownership stuff.
Yeah, I can see that happening too, because I think Joe feels more comfortable in the limelight, in a way. You know, he always played like second fiddle to Spencer, but you know, when they was in Miami, you know, doing the football thing, you know, being a financial advisors and everything like that, he felt like that was like the limelight for him when they're going to parties and this, that, and the other. But now, like you say, with the Sports X thing, he's not so much in the limelight right now.
And he's not. No.
And it's almost like he don't know how to deal with that. It's like
he's out of his comfort zone, so to speak.
Yeah, and it's like you have to build that back up because you're not dealing with, you know, football players, you know, and going to these crazy parties or whatnot. You're dealing with skateboarders, you know, extreme sports type, you know, young guys or whatnot, which is a completely different crowd than what you would get with football players.
Yeah, it's like night and day. That's what I'm saying. Like when he was talking to the kid there, like I said, you can't be doing and saying some of the things he was saying to that kid.
Yeah.
Because like I said, you're not dealing with football players and stuff anymore. It's a totally different environment. It's a totally different atmosphere. So you have to adapt to that climate, adapt to that whole, you know, like I said, skateboarders and stuff. It's a totally different atmosphere. So you got to learn how to deal with them compared to how you've been, you know, dealing with the football players and stuff. And like I said, the parties and all that different stuff in the past.
Exactly. But yeah, like I said, it's probably going to be interesting to see how this season plays out. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can speak for you when I say this too, that I feel like this episode, it does kind of grab you because they do kind of, you know, hook you with a couple of different things.
Yeah, they plant a lot of seeds for what we're going to see like the rest of the season.
Matter of fact, wasn't that the title of one of the the season episodes, planting the seeds or something like that?
I think it was something like that. I think it was. Now that I think about it, I believe so.
So I don't know if it was. I think it was season, because we started doing this in season 3, I believe.
Season 3, yeah, when they're doing the whole like Vegas stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so season 3. Yeah, I think that was the title of the first episode of season 3. Was planting the seed. It was either season 3 planting or season 4.
Yeah. One of those. Yeah. I think it was.
So, but yeah, you're right. They kind of planted little seeds here, and like I say, we have to see how this whole thing plays out or whatnot. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else we'll discuss before we get out of here?
I think that's it. Oh, the only thing I liked it too was the when he was talking about his brother, like, with the whole, like, talking about his, like, fear of water and everything. I kind of liked that scene too.
Okay, yeah,
that was pretty cool. That was done really good.
Yeah, because matter of fact, I forgot to mention too. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, that happens and show why he has this fear. What the episode first started, that's what Tracy was getting ready to do. She was going out either the boogie board or surf one. And she was talking to Spencer, mm-hmm. like, why you don't want to get in the water? He's like, I do like the water. I like
surfing. I do like the water, yeah.
He's like, I got a good book to read. I'm right here.
I'm good.
So she was like, no, why you don't like to get in the water? And then later on, that's when he tell her the story about what happened. We get flashback and jumping mm-hmm. off the cliff and everything like mm-hmm. that.
I like that scene.
And then the episode ends with him, you know, walking towards the water and everything. So I guess he's like overcoming his fears. At least that's what the episode
mm-hmm. is trying to change. I like all of that. That was well done.
Yeah. Like I say, people, they say what they say about Dwayne. Like, oh, he's just a, you know, big, you know, former wrestler that's an action star now and whatnot. But when he really wants to, that he does have, you know, moments where he really act.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man. He's definitely proven himself in that matter. He definitely can, you know, has his moments.
Yeah, cause I saw it was some years back when he said that he would love to, you know, win an Oscar and everything as an actor. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you look at everything that he's done, I mean, going back to his wrestling all the way up to now, I wouldn't put it past him if he really put his mind to, you know, taking on a role and actually going all in on it. I wouldn't be surprised if hell he get nominated and won an Oscar.
No, it would not surprise me one bit. If he finds the right role and really gets into the part and everything, I could definitely see him down the road when getting nominated and winning an Oscar. I would not put it past him.
I mean, you know, cause we both wrestling fans, so you know, when mm-hmm. he used to say that, you know, the most electrifying man in sports and entertainment, you know, that used to be just, mm-hmm. But now it's kind of mm-hmm. true.
It's come full circle now. It's really coming true.
It's kind of true.
And it stood the test of time, man.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I think we covered all of the
episodes. Yeah, that's the main stuff. Yeah, the main stuff I got from my notes. Yeah.
And a little bit more we talked about. It's fun. We did it in less than 30 minutes, actually.
Hey, awesome. That's awesome.
Which is actually a little less than the actual episode itself.
There you go.
So, of course, Chris, that's why I turn it over to you and, you know, let the people know where they can find you and, you know, everything like that.
Oh, okay. Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at MoneymakerChris. You can follow me on Instagram, DCSportsFan23. Check out my writing. I write medium.com/@BrokenMoneymaker. Follow my Facebook page for all my writing, the cash-in, as well as football and friends. That's on Facebook. I post my articles and stuff there. Check me out on MarylandSportsBlog.com. I post articles there as well. Mostly wrestling stuff now, but once football season kicks in, I'll probably be doing more football-related stuff. Support me on Patreon, patreon.com/MoneymakerChris. I got some new content that's going to be going up there soon. And I have products for sale. Promoting my blog. I have t-shirts and hoodies. You can find those at storefrontier.com/writer315. I have towels, bracelets, pins and stuff wristbands that I sell separately. I take PayPal and Cash App for those. So if you can hit me up if you want any of those. And I have mugs and phone cases available on teespring.com/stores/moneymakerchris. So check all that stuff out. Buy some merch.
There you go.
And there you go.
So real quick, before we get out of here and everything. So on episode 130 of Movie Talk, I gave you a shout out, actually. And
oh, you did? Oh, yeah, okay. Thank you.
And on there, I was like, I'm not even going to attempt to do this. I'm not even going to do it.
I know. I listened to the episode where Keita attempted. I mean, I give her an A for effort. I mean, I plug in a lot of steps, so it's not easy. No, it's not. My plugs. So.
It's not. I said, all right, fine. Yeah, I'll let you do that, but I'm not going to attempt it. But I said on episode 130, I was like, so I said, just listen to the Grand Slam podcast and everything. I say, and you'll hear Chris do all his plugs and everything. I say, because I will not attempt that. I will not, you know, because I know I would botch it up. Hell, I botch up my plug sometimes. It's not even a lot, but sometimes I do.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't write none of that down. That's all. I didn't write none of that stuff down. That's all off the top of my head.
But I know Keith was thinking, saying that, you know, to have you like record that and everything. But I'm like, no, because he does it every episode. And he does it perfect every time. So no, just do it live every time, because
that's, yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't mind doing it live. Like I said, I just put it to memory, man. I just put it to memory.
I say, you better man than me. So.
I appreciate that.
Because sometimes I forget some of the stuff that I have. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Wait, yeah, I got this. Okay.
I understand.
But no, he doesn't. You do it live every time, let's say.
Every time. Like I said, right off the top of my head, every episode.
And let's say we have to correct. Well, you heard where I had to correct Keita, because she still wants to say, you know, DC Sports Fan 86. I'm like, no, it's
23. Yeah, I told her it's 23. I changed it to 23. I had issues with the old account, so now I got a new one. It's 23.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I heard you. Oh, I was correcting her. Oh my god, that's funny. But like I said, she gets an A for effort. Trying. Yeah. She tried.
Well, I mean, you know, Keith, she always go try. She'll do it.
Yeah, like I said, you get an A for effort for trying.
There you go. But as far as for me, of course, you can check me out on Twitter at JMovieTalk, and everything like that. Of course, you can follow the TV Zone podcast on Twitter as well. All episodes, of course, available through TV Zone Podcast Network, through our host site, podbean.com, and then, of course, wherever it's listed to your podcast, just type in TV Zone Podcast Network, and like I say, everything will come up. This show, a TV Zone Podcast, along with Movie Talk, Chantel and Christian, who hosts for Frodo Podcast, and then so every so often when we do the movie editions and everything like that, like I said, just type in TV Zone Podcast Network, and like I said, it all comes up. Of course, we're on Instagram as well. And if you're on Facebook, you know, give the group a follow as well, where we talk TV shows, movies, whatever else, you know, entertainment related, everything like that. That's pretty much it. Chris, you have any last words, sir?
This was a good episode of Ballers, and I look forward to the rest of the season. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of interesting storylines and see how they play out this season.
Yeah, like you said, they played in the season. It's going to be some interesting stuff.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
So we will be back next week for episode 2, which is titled Must Be the Shoes.
Must Be the Shoe? Yep, interesting.
Must Be the Shoes. Peace out.
Peace out, guys. I came to fuck up the game. Walk or go hard in the pain. I bring the drip like cocaine. I'm the nightmare of your dreams. Hard in the paint. Walk up, go hard in the paint. I'm the nightmare of your dreams. I came to